Hachette Audio presents Good Neighbors, written by Joanne Serling, read by Susanna Jones. To My Family. Prologue. What We Thought We Knew. We knew we lived on the nicest street in the nicest neighborhood in Fairlawn. A neighborhood with views of a golf course, grand houses, wide-open sidewalks. We knew we were never going to be the kind of parents our parents had been, hopelessly authoritarian, yet clueless and also uninterested in parenting. We knew that no matter what kind of parents we were, our children would most likely suffer from our mistakes and good intentions, or disappoint us, that they would never be as smart or as swift or as popular as we imagined we had been. That they would very likely never grow up to live in a neighborhood quite as nice as this one. Our good fortune as much of a blessing as it was a mystery to us. Born of hard work and birth order and a kind of easygoing luck that we were the first to acknowledge having benefited from. Our luck carrying us to this street at the same time, at the same stage in our lives, when our children were 2 and 1, and some of them infants. We knew that we would never have been friends if we didn't live on the same street at the same time with kids the same age. But we were happy to have found each other, to have discovered each other's good-natured camaraderie, eager to watch our kids play freeze tag, eager to share cocktails on a Saturday night, to throw pool parties in heat waves and make chili during snowstorms. We knew that we knew almost nothing about each other that we didn't want known. But the things we knew drew us closer. We hated strivers, abhorred social climbers, were impartial to religion, yet felt obligated to carry on the traditions we'd been brought up with, some of us Jewish, the rest of us Catholic. We were modest, we were moneyed. We were all of us self-made and the most successful siblings of our respective families, a fact we laughed about as soon as we knew each other well enough to admit it. That our extended families weren't as smart or as kind or as socially mobile as we were. More serious issues didn't get mentioned, but nonetheless trailed us. Perverted uncles, troubled sisters, brothers who were white-collar criminals. The weight of the secrets pressing us deeper and closer together. We were eager for each other's friendship and reassurance, convinced that our friends could do for us what our spouses were supposedly doing but simply couldn't, alleviating the boredom and the isolation of middle age. Helping us to navigate this strange furlough called parenthood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?